And we are live. Good morning, everybody. It's your favorite truck driver in the whole ex-truck driver in the whole wide world. It's Bitcoin Ben here for the What the Pluck is going on. Oh, hang on. I gotta fix my collar. There we go. Yeah, I gotta look right. It's Friday. So welcome, guys, to the show. Guys and gals, all you ladies, all my single ladies. My wife used to love that song until she was no longer single. Then she didn't like it so much. So, guys and gals, the great Bitcoin accumulation has officially begun. Folks, I was on a call last night with this is the first time I've ever actually been on a call where the participants were mainly from Africa. Now, there were a couple that were like European, but they were investing in African things. Folks, there are countries in the Middle East and Upper Africa, and even Mid-Africa, actually, that are going full-fledged, I mean, full-fledged Bitcoin next month. I mean, they're trying to buy now, but they don't have their let's just say, there's a large group of companies that are trying to sell American bonds. But they have to do it systematically so that they do not get the attention of the Treasury or let me explain Treasury bonds. When you're going to sell a bunch of Treasury bonds, you're supposed to notify the American Treasury so they can anticipate the sale, because most of the sales are on auctions. Well, what people are trying, people, companies, and countries are trying to do is sell their bonds on over the counters without the American government knowing about it. Problem is, they have billions of dollars in bonds. Billions of dollars in bonds that they want to sell and put into Bitcoin. Well, it's hard to sell a few billion dollars worth of bonds without somebody going, somebody's selling bonds. They're trying to buy Bitcoin now. Problem is, no one wants to buy the bonds. Here's a great question. Will bonds even exist in the new system? They will, but they will be smart contracts. They will not actually be, well, let's put it this way. The American federal government will not have a bond. it will have a currency. It, when Trump's elected, he's removing the middleman, which is the Federal Reserve. And the Treasury is going to directly issue digital currency out of the Treasury. All right, now, there are things going to happen that a lot of us are not going to be happy with, right? Universal basic income is going to be a thing. I'm sorry, I'm not happy with it either, but it's going to be a bridge to the new system. There's a wave of unemployment coming that people can't even wrap their heads around. The announcement that that OpenAI is launching a competitor to Google. Is larger than people realize. Remember what I've said in the past. The problem Google has is it gave us too many options. Google and the powers that be, they don't want to give us options. They want to give us answers. AI wants to become the new Encyclopedia Britannica. If you understand who created the Encyclopedia Britannica, same bloodline, same group. Tall Mary says, is universal income Jassar? Kind of. There are pieces that align, and there are pieces that don't. There's going to be a reset. There's going to be a reset. It's why Trump announced that he is now accepting cryptocurrency donations for his presidency. Now, what a lot of people don't know is that Trump actually met with a group of oil executives here in Florida. And Trump basically laid out the plan for the oil and natural gas industry. Part of that arrangement involves mining Bitcoin. Listen to me, folks. Eisenhower, after the war, Eisenhower went on a spending spree because after Bretton Woods, we were now the global currency. Randy Smith, should I accept their free money, UBI, or is it a trap? To be determined. If it's Trump, yes. Because it's going to be a different currency. It's going to be structured completely plucking differently. If somehow they steal the election and this facade continues, no. But on that, folks, Trump is going to win by a landslide. I mean an absolute landslide. We are coming in. Yes, that's right. Convert UBI into assets. Yes. All right. The oil companies, and I want to get this through to you guys. The oil and natural gas companies are getting behind Trump as we speak. Folks, you're about to see the Democratic Party go broke. Go freaking broke. This is going to be oogly, folks. Oogly, oogly. But it's necessary. I keep telling you guys, your number one priority right now should be getting as much friggin' Bitcoin as you can. All right? Caleb and Brian, and please, folks, listen to me. The SEC just blocked Exodus from going public. They screwed Exodus, the wallet. Now, that doesn't hurt the wallet. The wallet's fine. They screwed the company, Exodus. And I mean, they screwed them bad. Exodus is pissed. The CEO of Exodus is pissed. And I put out tweets yesterday backing them up. You can't ask for a finer group of people than Exodus. They are an honest group. They are an amazing team. They are... It's why Exodus is the only wallet I recommend. Folks, if you don't have an account at Caleb and Brown, there's a link under here. Get an account at Caleb and Brown. The government is going after the exchanges here in America. It's why I partnered with Caleb and Brown. They're in Australia. And when you make an exchange, it looks like you're wiring to a law firm. Great question, Tom. What about the Divi wallet? Don't worry about the Divi wallet. Everything they set up outside of America. Is Exodus okay on Calyx laptop? Absolutely. The Exodus wallet is absolutely fine. As long now. The Exodus on your phone, that may be an issue because they may pressure Apple and Google to take it off of the phones. This is what, Folks, I've been trying to prepare you guys for this. The laptops, they cannot block the download of the Exodus wallet onto your laptop. It isn't a closed ecosystem. Apple is. Google Play Store is. Your laptop, your crypto laptop, isn't. It's why I've told everybody and I've screamed from the damn mountains. In fact, word from the sponsor. Hold, please.
Ever wondered how safe your online activities really are? How secure is your digital footprint? In the vast realm of the internet, privacy and security are paramount. Without adequate protection, your personal data might be at risk. There are solutions to these issues, and today we're going to talk about two of them. Introducing Liberty Laptops from Calix Solutions. These cutting-edge devices are meticulously designed to bolster online privacy, providing you the liberty to surf the internet incognito. The World Wide Web can be a wild frontier, but with Liberty Laptops, your online privacy is always protected. We also present you Crypto Laptops, designed with cryptocurrency users in mind. Equipped to support a myriad of wallets and exchanges, these laptops are tailored for seamless cryptocurrency transactions. They offer enhanced security protocols to keep your digital assets safe. Crypto Laptops ensures a secure and smooth cryptocurrency experience. It's time to take control of your online privacy and security. Venture over to Calix Solutions and explore our Liberty Laptops and Crypto Laptops. Don't forget, our affiliate program lets you earn $50 per sale. Visit calixsolutions.io now or call 702-845-8276 for more information, because your online safety is our priority.
All right, I'm back, folks. Tall Mary, I know you're out there. I got your email. Yes, I do need new shoes. A little side note. I figured I'd tell you instead of email you. Yes, your daughter, please have her make me some new shoes, and I will send her money. Thank you. Back to the show, folks. Okay. Boy, I bet you never heard that on a crypto show. All right. folks, we have companies. All right. God, what's that guy's name? Ex-CEO of Twitter. Jack. Right? Jack is allocating 10% of profits from his companies into Bitcoin. Every month, they're going to take 10% of profits and buy Bitcoin. This is new. Do you know how much money his freaking companies make? Right, we have that. We have what's going on in Africa. Folks, what's going on in Africa is a Bitcoin and mining grab. I saw that last evening that MasterCard, JP Morgan, Visa, Citi, and other big US banks are testing shared ledger technology for tokenized asset settlements, Bloomberg. Yeah, folks. You know who else is involved in that? BlackRock. Folks, like I've told you, they're transitioning from a global government structure to a a corporate governance structure globally. They've lost the governments, so they're going to try and destroy the federal government before Trump gets in. They're of the mindset, if we can't have it, no one can have it. They're going to ruin the reputation, the global reputation of the American government, which is already basically ruined. Yes, please hit like and subscribe. Do it now! It's Friday, folks. Now, speaking of that, this weekend I'm going to be in Miami with my team, and we are going to be at the Bitcoin Day event this Saturday, which is tomorrow. I think I'm on two panels. It's me. I always forget his name. Help me out, folks. Really good looking guy, real muscular. Breedlove. Robert Breedlove. It's me, him, and I think like six or seven other people on these panels in Miami. And because I'm me, if you join the private server, you'll be able to watch it live tomorrow. Yes, Breedlove. And that's why, join the private server, folks. You'll be able to watch the whole event on my private server. Franklin, what about the Divi mobile wallet? Better to move Divi to the laptop? I have always kept my Divi on a laptop. I never migrated over to the mobile wallet, but that's because I knew this was coming, so I'm not going to waste my time moving from one over to the other. Stacy D, please tell Robert hello with a little heart. Stacy, what would your husband think if he read that? Now you might be single, I don't know. I will, though. In fact, I'll give him your number. I don't even have your number, Stacy. I actually know who you are. But I will tell Robert, hey, Stacy D says, this event, and if you watched on the private server the last friggin' Bitcoin day I did up in Naples, dude, and I'm not playing, after I got off of this page, everyone was like, holy shit, man, you broke it down, brother. I tore up that day. And a little inside baseball. Someone at the Bitcoin Day is going to win $1,000 in Bitcoin from me. You might want to get your tickets if you're near Miami. Get your tickets. I think they're still available. Oh, it's Randy was there. Dude, we owned Naples. When I walked off, it was like a friggin' standing ovation. Because I'm real. Let's just say they put me on a panel with a bunch of economic experts. Now, mind you, pro-crypto. And I basically told them they're the problem. And I laid into them. And at the end, the poor guy who runs Crypto Day was like, Ben, you were a little confrontational. And I'm like, yeah. That's how I roll, brother. When I see bullshit, I call bullshit. And notice they let me come back. Because I'm honest. I don't give a flying fuck what no one thinks. I say what I say and I mean what I say. You don't like it? I don't give a shit. Yeah. Swan was definitely not happy. The Swan guys were definitely not happy with me. But, yeah. Hey, Randy, thank you for pointing that out. I owe Swan an apology. I do. And I want to do it publicly because I attacked them publicly. One of the founders of Swan is related to the governor of Illinois. And I was very suspicious of Swan. And I was very suspicious of how much money they had poured in. Two cryptos. And from other people I've talked to and done some research, I think that the guy that's related to Pritzker, I think he's kind of the black sheep of the family. Like, I assumed he was in line with his family, when in reality, he's not. He's like the opposite of the rest of the family. And so I publicly apologize to Swan for basically verbally chopping their heads off. Sorry, guys. But yes, Jack Mahler. Dude, that guy is Jack Mahler is a pimp, and his dad is a huge Bitcoin guy. And if you don't know who his dad and his grandfather helped launch the Chicago Board of Trade back in the day. And his dad is one of the biggest. Watch a video with Jack and his dad. His dad's not like Jack. Jack will mother you all day long. Jack has Jack sounds like a trucker, right? A sailor's he cusses a lot. His dad doesn't. But it's all good, guys. Oh, I have to wrap this up, actually. All right, guys and gals, it's Friday. I'm leaving for Miami soon. So if you're in or near Miami, come to the Bitcoin Day. Like I said, someone's winning $1,000 in Bitcoin from Bitcoin Ben. All right. Folks, we're going to keep kicking ass. We're going to keep taking names. And shout out to the Nashville Bitcoin Ben Crypto Club Nashville's team up there. Keep kicking ass, guys. Keep putting out that content. And Janet, I love the new video. Just wanted to say that. Okay, now, if you cannot attend what I'm going to say is going to be a very entertaining panel at the Bitcoin Day, join the private server right here, right? Or there's links under here. Join the private server, and you'll be able to watch the whole thing live on my private server. So, and it's going to be well worth it, folks. We got a ton of great people. And it's always interesting when I'm live at an event, because I don't really do a lot of events anymore. I don't like the big events anymore because, number one, and this is not me bragging, this is just how it is, I don't like VIP rooms. I hate VIP rooms. It's like walking into a huge ego. I don't like it. That's why I don't usually go to any of the large events anymore. I had my fill. But I'm going to Bitcoin Day because I respect the guys who run it, and I genuinely believe they're there to help the public. So, yes, that's exactly what those freaking conferences are. It's a circle jerk. Oh, I like Bitcoin. I like Bitcoin too. But we're not reaching no one new. We're not reaching no one new. Everyone in there loves Bitcoin. Why the fuck are we all meeting? How about this? How about we have a convention and then we do a parade? A Bitcoin parade out to the public and hand out Satoshis and teach people how to use wallets and, you know, have an open free event out at a park. You know, get the general public involved. Have a concert out in the middle of a park. No tickets, no nothing. All right, everyone who's not on the private server, join the private server so you can watch the show live tomorrow from Miami. would Bitcoin Ben and Robert Breedlove and I think like 8 or 9 other people, I don't know who all of them are, but I know Robert will be there and I know I'll be there. Everyone else, I don't really know. So private server here, private server under here. Join the private server. You get to watch it live. Everyone have a great day. I love you guys. I will see you tomorrow on the private server, or I'll see you on Monday. Love you guys. Bye-bye.